What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Staying on the topic of prison slavery, we turn our attention now to Alabama, where prison workers are engaged in a similar fight. We're joined by C.J. Sandley, a senior staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights based in Birmingham, Alabama, and one of the attorneys on a case challenging that state's usage of prison slavery. Good morning, C.J.
Good morning, Kat. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. A little bit behind on the clock, so we're going to move through this quickly. Unlike California voters, Alabama voters have already said no to prison slavery. Is that correct? Followed a statewide strike. Is this 2022?
That's right. Yeah, in 2022, the voters of Alabama overwhelmingly approved to remove the exception to our slavery and involuntary servitude prohibition that allowed that to remain in our prison system. So we now prohibit slavery and involuntary servitude, full stop, period.
And yet, what practices do Alabama prisons continue to engage in?
Yeah, so as a practical matter, nothing changed. Right around the time that that vote happened, there was a massive prison labor strike to call attention to a number of policy and conditions issues that that have been plaguing our state prison system for decades. And in response to that, and in complete violation of the Constitution change, the governor issued an executive order to really crack down on people who refused to work in the prison system, stripping away years of earned good time to lengthen their sentence, allowing punishment for solitary confinement, other types of punishment. The commissioner of the Department of Corrections followed suit, changed the DOC policies, and even the state legislature revised a statute that again allowed good time to be revoked for folks who refuse to work in the state prison system. So all of this happened after the state constitution changed, completely ignoring the will of voters.
CJ, what is the lawsuit that's been brought? Walk us through the trajectory, right? So this is an appeal that we're talking about today. So talk to us about the trajectory of this lawsuit, what the lawsuit alleges, and where y'all are at in the process.
Yeah, so on May 1st of this year, my organization, the Center for Constitutional Rights, together with six incarcerated folks in Alabama, filed a lawsuit challenging involuntary servitude and slavery in the State Department of Corrections in Alabama, really trying to give teeth to this constitution change. That case was dismissed in August of this year in just a two-sentence order from a state trial court saying that our clients didn't have standing to bring the case, which means they didn't have what the court thought was sufficient injury and connection to what they were challenging. And also that the state, finding that the state was immune from being sued, we sued the governor and the Department of Corrections commissioner. And so the court said that they are immune from being sued for state constitutional violations. So obviously we think that was wrong on all fronts, and we filed an appeal. And just 2 days ago, we filed the opening brief in that appeal in the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals.
And CJ, there's five plaintiffs in the case. Last question for you. There were six. Tell us about the plaintiff who tragically died inside of Alabama's prison walls.
Yeah, our client, Avery Dexter, died in August of this year in the custody of the Alabama Department of Corrections. He was one of going on 200 deaths in custody this year in the state of Alabama. Avery had been fighting for access to critical health care and mental health care for months, years even, and he died. And what we think was in connection with that.
All right, CJ, I just want to say their names when we can. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We will be tracking this lawsuit, and let us know when there's updates, and we'll bring you back on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Kat.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.